when the tape stopped, Ms. Mickler, I was asking you, what was a special happy childhood moment that you had?
When my mama would get her fishing cane and hook and pole and dig the baits and say, come on, sister, and let's we go down to the creek and catch a mess of fish.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a wonderful, did you really enjoy doing that?
I do that now.
So she made a fisherman out of you at an early age, right? And it's something you still like to do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll have to come to my dock and fish off my dock.
Well, listen, I'll do that if I know where it is.
That's wonderful. So that's something you really remember doing?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I got all them reels and rods and cane and pole out there. And yes, ma'am, I really like go fishing and catch them after going.
So it was a happy childhood moment that has stayed on right through
that's
your life.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful. How about you, Mr. Mickler? Is there something that you really remember as a happy childhood moment? Something that special that happened to you or a treat or anything? He's thinking.
Well, after I got started,
uh-huh.
It took me a good while to get started going to fishing. But after I got started going fishing, I loved it.
So that's something you like too, as a child?
Because I'd go fishing, and a lot of times I'd have good luck.
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes, of course, all that's in it. Sometimes you go, you don't catch nothing.
Uh-huh.
But you have to keep on going. You don't have to stop because you don't catch nothing. Mm-hmm. And I have went and brought them in with a saxophone.
Was this something you especially remember when you were little, though, or is it this more recent?
Well, when I was little, I'd done a lot of fishing, because, you see, there was I had a lot of friends, and we wouldn't fish with hooks, you know. We'd take a sack
uh-huh.
and get in the water and let one go way out chowing and get in, and he'd have a hole, and he'd chewing back to the sack. Well,
uh-huh.
when we pulled the sack out, we'd have a whole lot of fish in that sack.
So, are there any other special moments that either one of you remember or things that you enjoyed? How about any fate? Did either of you have any favorite game? Did you have a favorite game that you liked to play or a song that you liked to sing when you were little? Or something special that happened to you in school?
Well, when I was going to school, I liked to entertain. And I liked to fix little cookies and things, you know, for my friends to come in, you know, when we was going to school. I loved to do that.
Sound like you like to have tea parties.
Yeah. Sure did.
And were you the one that was telling me that you like to play house a whole lot? That was your
playhouse,
favorite thing, play house?
Yeah, play in a playhouse.
Right.
Yeah, I liked to do that. Just have a lot of little children around, and I liked to claim them myself and be their nurse.
Sound like you liked everything just so.
Yeah.
I can tell just by the way you set this table up for me today.
Yeah.
You like everything very nice. How about you, Mr. Mickler? Do you have anything, fond memories or games that you played as a boy? Things you like to do or?
Play ball.
What kind of ball did you play?
Well, we'd have some, you know, we didn't have no baseball, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, like they got now, but we'd have a hard ball, play game. I did love to play ball and did play.
What position did you play, or did you like to hit more or throw?
I like to pitch ball and I like to hit the ball.
That's good. When you were a child, Ms. Mickler, do you remember or did you have any feelings about being black? Did you ever think about that, or you remember
glad
how you felt?
To be black.
So you were happy about that,
right? That's
right. Okay. And did you have any particular feelings about whites back then, when you were little?
Well, no, I tell you, I haven't had no evil feelings about it, because I tell you for the reason why, that I didn't have any All that look like they always like me to tend to the children. I always stayed in with somebody's child. I always went somewhere with somebody's child. And they were always nice to me. And of course, when they brought up the racial problems, it didn't worry me.
Mm. How about you, Mr. Meckler? How did you feel about being black when you were little? Or do you remember?
I felt pretty good being black.
Mm-hmm. And what about whites? Did you have any feelings about them one way or the other?
Well, no. I didn't have too much feelings about them, no. Of course, when I knowed myself,
mm-hmm.
I was black.
Mm-hmm.
So, me and the white got along pretty good.
Good.
We didn't know, know, of course, now sometimes we'd fight,
because
mm-hmm. all that's in it. But I got along with them pretty good.
I'm going to ask this question of both of you, too, and think about it a minute. If you could have changed one thing, just one thing about your life, what would it be? And who wants to go first on that, or do you want to think a little bit more? Ms. Mickle, we'll start with you. Is there one thing that you would change about your life? You seem to indicate that there wasn't anything. You were shaking your head. Can you think of anything at all that you'd change about your life? Would you want anything to be easier or better or just different?
Well, I'm thankful just as I am.
Yes, ma'am. That's good. It's good to be happy with things the way they are. Some people are not. How about you, Mr. Mickler? With anything?
Same thing.
Neither one of you have any more comments about that. I do want to ask you something, Ms. Mickler. We were talking about your nursing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You'd always wanted to do that, and you weren't able.
Always.
Right.
Always, from a little girl, mm-hmm. I always wanted to be a nurse.
And so you were able to fulfill your ambition by going to the different places you described earlier.
That's right.
Is there anybody that you particularly feel responsible for helping you getting through that time?
Nobody but my teacher, Miss Ayers. She's the only one.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you a nurse? How long have you been a practical nurse? You don't do that now.
No,
when,
I don't.
When did you retire?
I retired last year. I mean, year 4 days.
You mean you did it up until mm-hmm. then? Well, because you must be, what, 82 or 3 now? Oh, my. So you really did this for a long time.
Yes,
how long,
ma'am.
How long were you a nurse then? I didn't realize you did it so long.
Well, I was a nurse for at least 25.
That's wonderful.
Practical now.
Yeah, I realize it, but that's great. And where did you do, and for whom did you do most of your nursing?
Well, I didn't nurse anyone too long before they passed out.
Uh-huh, right. You mostly nursed maybe elderly people who were very sick.
That's right, who was really ill.
Mm-hmm. Terminal cases.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's what I wasn't sure of.
Yeah.
And you did that really until just recently then?
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
And I love it.
Oh, it sounds, I mm-hmm. can tell you did. And Mr. Mickler, how long have you been retired?
Well, I've been retired a good while.
Mm-hmm. And what was your last job? What was the last thing that you did?
Working at the mill.
Mm-hmm.
I retired at this mill. Well, it's over here on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
I retired at that mill there.
I think about 30 something years. 32. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Meckler, I really appreciate your time. I've enjoyed it very much.
Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I hope you have, and I appreciate you taking time to answer all these questions. And I'll let you all know. How are things going? And I'll let you know if we have lectures or what comes of this. But
yeah.
I just wanted you to know that I really appreciate it and thank you both very much.
Well, as you got time, I'll try to show you my book.
I'd love to see your two books. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.